Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Yoredeach, Chelik Sheni, Hilchos Chala uTrumos Samaisros, Halacha Dalet. We're in the middle of paragraph Gimel. We're up to a subparagraph that begins with the words V'chol Adam Tzorech LeHischazek LeLech MaTorah Anal. We dedicate the learning today LeIloi Nishmas Rav Eliezer Rav Nosson Yaakov Hareini Kaporas Mishkavoi. We mentioned that this halacha was based on Chapter 76 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal writes now, V'chol Adam Tzorech LeHischazek LeLech MaTorah Anal. Every single person has to strengthen themselves to live with this chapter in Likutei Moran. L'chazek es atzmoy tomid b'Hashem Yisborach, to always be able to give ourselves encouragement and motivation in our connection to Hashem. V'levli l'yayish es atzmoy b'shum oifen, never to give up. Rak leida tomid ki meloy chol eretz kevoidoy, but rather to always realize that Hashem is everywhere, all the time. Va'adayin Hashem imoy v'etzlay, and Hashem is still with me wherever I am, no matter how far down I go. Chas v'shalom. Ad sheyizke lehischazek b'shas o achila sheyagia lehoras haratzlin. To the point where the person will be zeicha when eating, to be zeicha to be so connected to Hashem, to be able to experience this he'oras haratzlin, this incredible strong yearning for Hashem. Shedaika be'eso achila yagia olav rotzlin v'hishtekikus chozok v'nimrotz ma'oid ma'oid l'Hashem Yisborach. That specifically during eating, the person will experience and receive this incredible desire and yearning for Hashem. As Rabbi Nazal speaks about this in chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which we quoted also earlier, exactly towards the beginning of this paragraph. V'zeh ha'hepech mamish mehanafilois shel roiv ha'olam. And this is the exact opposite of the falls that majority of people experience in their connection to Hashem. Shal pi roiv noiflem bedateyem machmas maaseyem she'enem kohegen. Because in most cases, people end up falling in their Yiddishkeit, in their connection to Hashem, because of things that they do that they shouldn't be doing. V'rabim miyayishem es atzmon. And many people end up giving up on themselves. Kayadua ro choyla azoyis tachas Hashemesh. As is known, this terrible disease in this world. V'roiv hanefilois heim al yidei huachila. And the majority of falls that people experience is due to eating, is related to eating. As Rabbi Nizal speaks about this in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran. Bevadai kol zman shein zoichel b'kedusha koroi, bevadai eino yoichel b'kedusha v'tara koroi. Because it's definitely true that so long as a person isn't really holy and serving Hashem properly, then they won't be able to eat with proper holiness and purity. And as a result of this, many people end up losing confidence in themselves, specifically because of eating. And the truth, all of this is the work of the Satan, the Yetzirah, the evil inclination. Ki osur lipoil bedatoi mishum davar, because a person is not allowed to lose confidence in themselves, in Hashem, from anything. Kemavur bedvareinu pomem ein misbar, as is mentioned throughout our teachings. Adarabba, just the opposite. Tzrichin lechazik azatzmei b'chol pam b'chol yoyim. Each and every one of us has to encourage us, give ourselves encouragement all the time, every day, ubifrat b'shas achila, especially when we're eating. She'osur lihiyois oz ish otzel. Rabbi Nizal says in Likutei Moran that when a person's eating, they're not allowed to be a shlamazel, meaning a weakling. As Rabbeinu Zal expresses over there in chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moharan. And that's the Torah that we referred to earlier when we began the shiur. And Rabbeinu Zal said a person has to encourage themselves to always go with this Torah. Rak lihiyos ish chayel, but rather to be strong, like a soldier, ad sheyizke leheora sarotzim b'shasu achila daika, to the point where the person will achieve this heora sarotzim specifically while eating. Hainu, meaning, not only is it forbidden for a Jew to lose confidence in themselves and to feel weak as a result of eating, but just the opposite. A Jew has to believe and realize that our eating is very, very precious, very special. Since at least a Jew is eating following the basic laws of the Torah, avoiding eating anything that's forbidden to eat, but rather all of our eating is guided by the guidelines of the Torah. As the Pasuk says, Hashem, your Torah is in my digestive system. Kama Shapirosh Rashi Shom, as Rashi HaKodesh says on that pasuk, Kol ma'acholi al picho. Everything I eat, Hashem, is based on your instructions. V'gam mevorech al kol dover tchilo v'soif. And in addition, a basic religious Jew makes a bracha on everything they eat. The bracha before eating, the bracha, the after bracha. And as a result of following these minimal rules, each and every single Jew is accomplishing major refinements, spiritual refinements, through their eating. And therefore, we need to see to it that when we're eating, we should be happy. And with very strong positive feelings about our relationship with Hashem. And to realize that Hashem fills the entire world. Hashem is everywhere. Hashem imoy, and Hashem is with us. And through by this attitude, the person will be zoche during eating to experience this he'ora sarotzayim. She'yishtoikek oz daikol Hashem yisborach barotzayim muflag moed, whereby the person will feel a deep, powerful yearning for Hashem. Va'oz hu tachlis shleimus habirur shel kol hanitzoitzos. And then the person is achieving the highest level of perfection, of refining all the holy sparks that are found in the food, whereby they're able to go up to their heavenly source, to connect with their heavenly source, with their heavenly roots, the alkane. And therefore, based on what we've been learning, the closer we get to the completion of the preparation of a food, dahainu sheyishanu mimenu, meaning whereby that food that we're preparing should be ready for us to be able to enjoy and benefit from it, viargishu boi tamoi, and to be able to taste the actual true taste of the food, tzorech birur yoser, the more it requires more refinement. Vialkein, and therefore, Be'es gemar hatvua v'haperos, when the grain or fruit becomes ripe, tzrichin lahafreshmenu bikurim utrumos umaisros. It's at that point that we're required, the Torah requires us to separate bikurim from the first fruits and bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, and trumos and maisros, v'achar kach, and afterwards, when we're dealing with grain, when we crush the grain into flour, And we mix it together, we knead it together with water in order to make a dough out of it. She'oz ikar gmar shel hatvua. That's the real completion of the processing of the grain. She'enas menu lechem, that it's ready to be turned into bread. Shehu ikar ma'achal adam, which is one of the main foods of a person. Oz ikar habirun. That's when the main birur, the main refinement has to take place. Because it's at that point that we're really close to a finished product. And it's at that point that we separate from the dough, part of the dough, to give it to the kohen. Because at that point, when the dough is ready to be put into the oven and turn into actual bread, she'oz nirgash boy hatam v'hasvia shenimshach mirotzen elyon, and that's when we'll be able to taste the actual true taste of bread, and when it'll be able to satiate us and nourish us, and that taste and that nourishment is coming from that Ratzon Ha'Elyon, from that highest spiritual place that's called Heavenly Ratzon. Al kein oz ikar hatikun v'habirur. That's why it's at that point that we make a major tikun and refinement al yidei mitzvas challah l'kohen, by separating part of that dough and giving it to the kohen as challah. Shekolol meha'oras ben v'talmud. And as we saw earlier, Rabbi Nizal points out that over there in chapter 7, in the second half of Likud Ran, that the Kohen is a combination of Ben and Talmud, the higher level light and the lower level light. The Pasuk uses the term Lachoyrois, that the Kohanim should be the ones to teach the Jewish people. Lachoyrois means to teach, which is the concept of a rabbi and a student. And Lachoyrois, Heroyon, also means pregnancy, which is the concept of a father and a son. So the Kohen is a combination of Ben and Talmud. Kidek sheniske b'shas achilas halechem leheoras haratzlein. So it's at that point when it's a dough that we separate part of the dough, give it to the Kohen, in order that when we will be eating that bread, we'll be zecha to this heoras haratzlein. Shemishon ikar hatam v'hasvia, and it's from that high spiritual place called Ratzon that we receive and experience the actual taste of the bread and the nourishment. Sheze ikar ho'aliya v'habirur shel kol hanitzutzos, and that's the ultimate elevation and refinement of all holy sparks. Kishe'olin l'Ratzon ho'elyon, when they're elevated and given the ability to connect to that divine Ratzon. The Hainu, and how do we make that happen? When we, as a result of preparing that bread, we experience, and eating that bread, we experience that deep yearning and longing for Hashem, which is called He'oras HaRatzon. Question in the chat. Why would eating kosher food with a bracha and not eating literally like an animal should be a main cause for a serious yirida? There are hundreds of worse things that we humans do to cause the yirida. It seems that eating must be a general term referring to anything that we acquire to ourselves that could fall into a category of stealing from heaven, chas v'shalom, if we acquire anything beyond the fully necessary. Is it so, or is it specifically the act of physical ingesting food? The answer is it could refer to other things also. However, Rav Nosson Zal here is focusing on the topic of eating. Eating is a major part of our lives. Eating is the bridge between the body and the soul. If a person stops eating for a certain amount of time, they'll die. So eating is a major, major event in life and in Torah and in Yiddishkeit, in Judaism. And Rav Nosson Zal here is showing us the pluses and the minuses, the incredible accomplishments that a person could accomplish if the eating is proper from beginning to end, and the destruction that a person can cause to themselves and the setbacks that a person can cause to the Jewish people when the eating is improper. Question in the chat, Rabbi Nizal said that a person should always remember two chapters in Likutey Moran, the chapter 282, the famous chapter called Azamra, Azamra Lalokai Vyodi, about a person realizing, focusing on their good points, and Aye, Aye Makoyim Kevoidai, that when a person is really out of it, and a person cries out, Hashem, where are you? Where are you? That Aye Makoyim Kevoidai can reverse a tremendous Yerida into an Aliyah. What Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here about chapter 7 of Likutey Moran is similar, because in chapter 7, in the second half of Likutey Moran, Rabbeinu Zal also addresses there people on a high level, people on a low level, and things that can cause them to fall out, to fall away. And Rabbeinu Zal gives us the advice as to how to protect ourselves from that kind of a major fall. Paragraph Dalet, I believe, will make this even a little clearer. V'zeh ikar kiyum shelanu betoikev hagolos ha'oroch v'hamar hazeh. And what we're learning here now is really the main thing that can sustain us and help us to survive during this long, severe, bitter exile that we're in. She'ein lanu l'hachiyos es atzmeinu, where we don't have many of the things that we used to have to be able to draw power and energy from. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the great tzaddikim of the past. V'chol ma shenu la'aseis hein toiro u'tfila v'chulu ein manichan la'aseis b'shleimus. And whatever we want to do, whatever we want to do, whatever we try to do, whether it's learning or davening or anything else, the opposition doesn't allow us to be able to do it properly. As a result of the major physical and spiritual exile and suffering that each and every person is going through, as each and every one of us knows. The main thing that we can draw on is that desire. I want to do the right thing. I want to come close to Hashem. I want to improve. Al yidei shemeirin bano hatzadikim hashleimim he'oraz ben v'talmud hanal, which Rabbeinu Zal explains there in chapter 7, that as a result of the real great tzaddikim shining into us their wisdom, their knowledge of Torah, whether it's to the level of a son, the level of a student, Shalidezeh, Kol Odom Yochoy Liskois Lahoras Arotzim b'Shasu Achilo. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutey Moran that when this knowledge of the tzaddikim is being given over on both levels to the son and to the student, this enables us to be able to experience this He'oras Arotzim during eating. Which means to be yearning and passionate about our desire to come close to Hashem. And this is what gives us hope that we will get out of the exile that we're in, the physical exile and the spiritual exile. Because the most important thing is not to let up with this desire, never to let go with this desire, no matter how many mistakes I make, no matter how many attempts I make to make a new start and I don't succeed, I want, I still want, and I'm not going to stop wanting to do the right thing. As is spoken about throughout our teachings in many places. And as the Torah tells us, this is the Jewish response to the other nations and to all the forces of the Sitra Achra that rise up against us to try to prevent us from being successful spiritually, physically, in all kinds of ways. Sha'omrim Yisrael Ahem, the Jewish people say to them, as it says in Shir HaShirim, chapter 8, Mato'iru u'mato'oiru eso'avo at she'techpots. What do you think you're going to do? You think you're going to damage the love, the deep love between us and Hashem and Hashem to us? Ad she'techpots, until we want. Dehainu, ma'atem roitzim lekalkel chas. How in the world do you want and think you're going to succeed in spoiling our love for Hashem and the love that Hashem has for us? Even though we're making many mistakes, even though we're very far from Hashem, still we want and are yearning deeply for a improving our connection with Hashem with the most powerful desire. As Rav Nosson expounds on this also in Choshen Mishpat, in Hilchos Orev, Halacha Gimel, Ayin Shom. Take a look over there. Any questions? Question in the chat: is the time of daily eating a better time for the Aras HaRatzon than Mincha Shabbos or other times of Eis Ratzon, such as Purim, Yom Kippur? The answer is the Torah defines certain times of eating. There's a concept of Pas Shachris, eating, trying to eat bread or something like that in the morning, if possible. It, number one, for the health reasons. Number two, for the many brachas that a person makes when they're eating bread before and after. There's any type of sudas mitzvah, any type of meal that's celebrating a siyum on a portion of Torah, or a bris, or a pigyon haben, or a melava malt, the meals of Shabbos, of course, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yontif, all of these. And preferably not eating any heavy meal before going to sleep, close to the time that a person is going to sleep. These are all examples of positive times for eating. Paragraph Hey, V'alkein, Noyheges, Mitzvahs Challah, Gam Bozeh Hazman, Afilu B'chutz Laretz. And based on what we're learning here now, we'll be able to understand why the mitzvah of challah continues to apply even nowadays while we're in exile and even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Kedei shelo tishtakach toiras challah meYisrael. And as it says in Shulchan Aruch, the reason is because the rabbis wanted to make sure that we would not forget the mitzvah of challah while we're in exile, you know, the way we are. Sheze iker tikkun kol hanitzotzos, which is one of the major tikkunim of all the holy sparks. Alkei noyheges gamato b'chutz laretz. Therefore, this mitzvah of challah applies even nowadays, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Kedei sheloi tishtakach toiras challah meYisrael, in order that it shouldn't be forgotten. Kedei shenizke gam ato b'mitzvah challah, so that we'll be zeche even nowadays to perform the mitzvah of challah. Dehainu, meaning she'af al pi she'anu kvushim b'goyla kol kach, despite the fact that, like we said from chapter 76 in the Likutei Moharan, which this halacha was based on, despite the fact that we are in exile and we are under the control and authority of the other nations to a large degree, afal pi kein tzrichinonu lechazek es atzmeinu be'emuna b'Hashem Yisborach, still we're required to encourage ourselves and strengthen ourselves in our faith in Hashem, v'leida, and to realize ki adayin Hashem Yisborach itonu v'imonu, that Hashem is still with us, even with all of our shortcomings, with all of our mistakes. V'onu yecholim lehischazek ad sheniske le'oras ratzon, and we have the ability to strengthen ourselves to the point where we could achieve this se'oras ratzon shaydeze nevarer kol habirurim, which will help us succeed in being mevarer all the birurim that need to be accomplished in achieving all of the refinements and tikkunim of the holy sparks, v'savoy ha-geula bechlal u'befrat, and be able to achieve the final geula, both for the entire Jewish nation and the individual geula that each and every one of us needs. V'yiskayem, and we'll see the fulfillment of the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes there, v'nishar gamhu l'elokeinu, that even the chutz laretz, even the places in chutz laretz, will remain, will become connected to kedusha. Shekol ze zoichin ayde mitzvah chala, and all of this can be accomplished by performing the mitzvah of chala, shemafrishin horeshis lakoyein, whereby we take off the first part of the dough and give it to the Kohen, shekolol miben the Talmud, who is a combination of this knowledge of Ben and Talmud, zoichin, which is one of the major factors that prepares us for this he'oras. Question in the chat: can pas shachris really be considered something that one eats for health reasons? Now it's common to find the assertion, even in Jewish religious publications, that a person should try to avoid all gluten, at least on the weekdays, if they really want to eat healthy. The answer is that there are types of bread. I know I'm not the most knowledgeable in this area, but there are types of bread that people prepare today, whether it's sourdough, whether it's whole wheat, different things that are considered to be more healthy than other standard types of bread. But the fact that there's so much opposition to eating bread pashachris is one of the indications that it's a mitzvah, that it's a positive thing, that it's a good thing. Question in the chat: so this he'oras haratzon only comes via eating? The answer is not exactly. One of the most important ways is during eating. I mentioned that one of the great tzaddikim of the previous generation, a Rav Margolis, wrote a kuntres, a small pamphlet that lists all the special types of ratzon, all the times of ratzon and activities of ratzon within Yiddishkeit, within Judaism, such as when they open the Aron Kodesh in shul, certain things that are also times of this He'oras haratzon in a sense. But eating is a major factor in this. Paragraph of V'al kein mitzvahs challah shiura mem gimel beitzim, and now we understand also why the Torah tells us that the minimum amount of dough that a woman has to be preparing in order to be required to separate challah is 43 eggs, that the displacement of 43 eggs, shezehu bechinas gam zois. This, the 43 is the word gam, and Rabbeinu Zal quotes that pasuk in this pasuk with the word gam zois in it that we're about to say in chapter 76 on the Likutei Moharan. The pasuk which says, v'af gam zois bihiyosam beretz oveyem loy mastim. Hashem says, and also this is very important, that even when the Jews will be in the lands of their enemies, I will not reject them. Dahainu, shaf al pi sheyisrael beretz oveyem, b'makom yisrochok me'akdushim. Even though there will be times when the Jewish people will be living in the lands of their enemies, in places that are very far from holiness, and the Jewish people there are oppressed and suppressed in exile, in a very major exile, very far from holiness and spirituality. Despite that, Hashem says, I will not reject them, and I will not despise them and consider destroying them. Chas v'shalom, ki ani Hashem Elokeihem, because I am their Hashem. Ki ani megala lehem ki adayin Hashem itam, because I show them that I am still with them, even in the darkness of exile. And this is what enables the Jews in these distant places to be involved in elevating holy sparks from all of those distant places and bringing those holy sparks into the realm of holiness. As it says in Zechariah Novi, V'nishar gamhu leloikenu, that those places also, those theaters and stadiums, and will also remain for Hashem. They will also be brought into the Kedusha. V'zeo b'chinas chala sheshura mem gimel beitzim. And this is the concept of the mitzvah of chala, where the amount that's needed, the amount of dough is 43 eggs. B'chinas gam kanal, b'chinas v'af gam zois, b'chinas v'nishar gam hu lelekenu. All of these psukim stress this gam, this term gam, which refers to Hashem's being with us even when we're not within the standard framework of holiness. Paragraph Zion, v'alkein, and now we'll understand the very important and unusual halacha regarding the mitzvah of separating challah. V'alkein, ha'oise kol isose challah lo yosa klum. What if a person wants to be zealous? They want to be very religious, and they want to declare the entire dough as challah. I'm going to give the entire dough to the kohen as challah. The Torah says it's invalid. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says clearly, racious, separate from the first of your dough to give to the Kohen. Sheyihye shiyoreha nikorin, kamavur b'shulchan aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch stresses, this means you're separating some of the dough, and it's visible, it's clear from where you took this, meaning there still remains dough that you're going to be using for yourself. Because this is the major accomplishment that we're accomplishing here, that by separating this portion of the dough and giving it to the Kohen, the entire dough is getting its tikkun and being elevated into holiness. Bebechinas, v'nishar gam hu lelekenu. V'nishar means to remain. The remainder will also be for Hashem. Haynu shebechinas hashirayim, the leftover portion, the portion that you're not giving to the kohen. Bechinas v'nishar gam hu lelekenu. Gam hu yal el Hashem yisparach l'shrosh elyon. The rest of that dough, which you're going to use for yourself, is also being elevated to Hashem, to its divine roots. V'zeh ikar shleimus habriya. And this is called perfecting Hashem's creation. Shenivra b'shvil zeh. This is why Hashem created the whole world. Sheyalu gam hashirayim el hakedusha. Because he knew that man, we, the Jewish people, will have the ability to perform certain mitzvahs, whereby taking part of something and performing a mitzvah with it, the entire whole becomes repaired, becomes refined, improved, perfected, and elevated. Al yidei horeshis, shehu ha'ikar, shebishviloi nivra kol, that through that first portion, through that, and this is the main reason for which everything was created. Kamashikosov, as it says, bereshis bara elokim, because of reshis, Hashem created heaven and earth. V'dorsha by Saint Zal, and Rashi Kodesh points out there, Bishvil Yisroel, Shenikru Reishis Tavuasai, for the sake of the Jewish people who are called Hashem's first produce, Ubishvil HaTorah, Shenikru Reishis Darkoi, and because of the Torah, which is called the first path of Hashem, Nimtza, She Yisroel, VaHaTorah, So this teaches us that it's for the sake of the Torah and the Jewish people that these are the rishis on whose behalf Hashem created everything, heaven and earth, and everything inside of them. V'alkein bevatai hashamayim v'oretz v'chulu kulam nikroim shirayim legabi haTorah v'Yisrael shehem horeshis. If we, the Jewish nation, are called Reishis, and the Torah is called Reishis, then everything else in creation, everything else in existence, is called the Shiraim, the remainder, the rest, in a sense. Ve'ikar hatikun kishayoidin mi horeishis v'ho'ikar. And the way that everything gets repaired and perfected is when we realize, when everyone realizes, what's the reishis? What's the most important thing? V'chol ha'olam u'maloyoi shem ha'shirayim, and the rest of the world, which are the remainder, the leftover, torchin b'shvilam, work on behalf of the reishis, on behalf of the Jewish people, on behalf of the Torah. Azai gam ha'shirayim nistaknen al yidei reishis. Because when this is being done, then the remainder, the leftovers, the rest of the world, all gets its tikkun through that reishis. And then everything returns and plugs back into its source, Tashem. V'nishar gamhu lelokeinu. It also will remain for Hashem. K'moy she'yeh lo'osed, as is going to be in the future, when Mashiach comes. Aval kol zman she'en mafrishno reishis. However, when we don't separate that reishis, the ein yoidin mi horeishis umi ashirayim, and people don't realize who is number one, who is most important, and who is secondary, who is the shirayim, mi kol shken kishachas v'shol mahapcheno emes. And for sure, when people turn the truth upside down completely, the hazon of the roish, they make the tail into the head, asai kol ha'olam mekulkal chas v'shalom, then the entire world is messed up. And this is what the pasuk tells us, the second pasuk in the Torah, v'ha'oret soysa soyhu v'avoyu v'choyshech al pnei sahoyim v'ruach alikim rachefes al pnei amoyim. Rav Nosenthal explains, "Ibitchila sabriya shahoisa b'shvil horeishis kidei shalidei ze yistaknu hashirayim kanal." Because in the beginning, at the time of creation, which was for the sake of reishis, so that as a result of the reishis being treated properly, the Jewish people and the Torah, all of the rest would have its tikkun also. At that point in the beginning, it wasn't yet revealed and recognizable who is the reishis. Because at that point in the beginning of creation, it wasn't the holiness of the Jewish people was not yet revealed, and the Torah wasn't yet revealed. That's why the second pasuk says that the world was filled with darkness. Because until we reveal that reishis, the whole world is in a state of damaged, all kinds of darkness. As is the case right now when we're in exile, She Yisrael, Shehem Horeshis, Kvushim Bagoila, whereby the Jewish people who are the Reishis, the most important in creation, are oppressed in exile. The Hemla Reish, and the others seem to be on top. They seem to be the leaders, America, Russia, China. And this is why the Medrash says on that pasuk, "Soyu v'avoyu v'choshech al hagolius shel harba malchius," that pasuk is referring to the exiles which the Jewish nation will experience from the four kingdoms of the Sidrachra: Bavel, Paras u'Modai, Yavon, and Edom. Moisham Rusham, as it says there in the Medrash, "Soyu ze malchus Bavel." Vavoyu is the next king. היינו כי סויה ובויו מרמז על זמן הגוליוס שישראל כבושים בגוילו, ואין מיקור הורשיס שבשבילו נברא כל. Because this pasuk is alluding to the times when the Jewish people will be in exile, oppressed, and it won't be clear to everybody who's number one, who is the most important, on whose behalf Hashem created everything. Ach ikar hakiyum bagolus, while yidei b'chinas v'ruach elokim merachefes al pnei amoyim. However, the pasuk concludes, that second pasuk finishes with the words that the divine spirit of Hashem hovers over the waters. Ruach elokim doruchoi shal Moshiach, the Zohar HaKadosh says. That refers to the divine spirit of Moshiach, merachefes al pnei amoyim, hovers over the water, do oiraisa. The Torah is compared to water. Ki Moshiach osed legoleinu mehera, because we hope and pray that Moshiach is going to redeem us very soon. V'hu gam hu mechaya mekayim esonu kol yimei hagolus, and he also helps us to exist and to survive while we're in exile. Al yidei haTorah shemir banu, through the Torah which he shines into us. And informs us ki adayin Hashem itanu, that Hashem is still with us, and we should never give up on our relationship with Hashem, ki adayin yesh lanu tikvah cholechad v'yechlad b'chlal v'prat, because there still is hope for every single one of us, both as a member of the Jewish nation and individually. And through this realization, the next pasuk says, Vayomer lekim yihi oyer vayoyer. Hashem said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Kaidezer Hashem isborach meir lanu b'choleis. Because as a result of this realization, realizing that even in the golus, even in the darkness, Moshiach is the light of Moshiach is shining on us to a degree, allowing us to exist and survive and function. Through this, Hashem isborach is always shining His light upon us. Until we are zeh onu zeichin lahavchin mi oreishis mi ashrayim, to the point where we're able to realize and differentiate between who's the reishis, who's number one, and who's secondary. And this is what the pasuk continues there. Vayavdel alikim bein ha'or bein achoshech. Hashem separated between light and darkness. Shehem bechinas reishis. Vishirayim. That's the concept of separating between the rachis, the most important one, the number one, and the others. Ki ho'or b'mizrach, because light comes up, the sun comes up from the east. Shenikra kedem, which is also called east, is also called kedem b'chinas rachis. Kedem means first, koidem. V'hachoshech shushkias o'or hu b'mayrev, whereas darkness, which is the setting of the light of the sun, is in the west. Shenikro ochor vosoif, which is called the back, the end. Bechinas shirayim, that's the leftovers, the secondary ones. Vooz kisheyesh havdola bein hor v'choshep en reishis v'shirayim, oz ikar tikkun olam. And when the distinction is clear between light and darkness, between primary and secondary, then the world has its tikkun. Shenistaknin gam hashirayim al yidei horeishis, where the secondary can get its tikkun through the primary. Bebechinas v'nishar gam hu lelokeinu, that they also will be able to be connected to Hashem al yidei horeishis, through the horeishis. Bebechinas v'nishar gam hu lelokeinu. Exactly. V'zehu v'yere v'yvoiker yom echad. And the pasuk finishes there. It was night. It was morning. One day. Shenichlele so erev vaboiker yachad. Through this, we're able to bring together the night and the darkness. Sheim horeishis vashirayim. Ushneim nichlolem biyichudei sheloilem. And both of them are plugged in to the one of the world, to Hashem Himself. Bibchinas nishar gamhu le. And this is referred to as one day, שנאמר על שם שהויה שמזבורך יוכיד בו אלומי. The question is asked, it should have said Yom Rishon. The second day says Sheni, Shlishi, Ravi. Using that system of counting, the first day should have been called Rishon. Why is it called Echod? Echod means one. So the Gemara says, because during day one of creation, Hashem was one in the world. There was only Hashem in the world. Nothing else had yet been created. Because it's specifically as a result of Hashem separating between light and darkness, between the primary and secondary, and there's a realization, a clear realization of who's primary and who's secondary. Through that, the secondary can also get its complete tikkun and be able to be plugged into Hashem also. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'nishar gam hu l'elokeinu, that they also, from the secondary category, from the non-Jews, from them, the people, they can also be connected to Hashem. Bechinas vayi'er vayvoyker yom echon, as the pasuk says, it was night, it was day, meaning again there was a clear distinction. We knew what's night and what's day through that yom echod. Everything is able to connect to echod, to Hashem, who is the ultimate number one. Baruch Hashem, we hope that everybody was zocheh to celebrate Purim and Shushan Purim. We're headed now towards Pesach, 1 month, 30 days from Purim to Pesach. We should be zocheh. Pesach is the Geula, but Nisan is the Gemara calls the month of the Geula. We should be zocheh to prepare ourselves for the final Geula, when it'll be clear to everybody who's primary, who's secondary. And we should be zocheh now to see it already. The world is in such a state of confusion. People who we thought, who we might have thought were our friends, we see aren't. We can't rely on them. We can only rely on Hashem. We should be able to put all of our faith and confidence and trust in Hashem, in the Torah, in Am Yisrael, and be zecher to the Geula Shleima, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.